This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. It's in the age of wonder. The crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
People ask me, do I get on a power trip with the fact that InfoWars is the leading edge, tip of the spear against globalism? And no, it's the opposite. But my mom, I was talking to her on the phone yesterday, and she said, I'm so glad to hear you're at least excited and happy for the first time in years when it comes to talking about the state of the world. Because I know we're losing. I know we're under total world government. I know they're horribly evil and the public's in a trance. But I have been celebrating a little bit in the last few days because I already knew this from sources, but I confirmed in the highest levels of the resistance in Europe, Russia, and here in the United States that what I'm seeing on the street is what they're seeing. And that I'm not only influencing, and my crew's not only influencing the general public and helping awaken them, not telling them what to see, but taking the blinders off, but that also world leaders, as I already knew, but I've confirmed across the board, listen to this broadcast, whether it's the UK government or the Syrian government or the Russian government or the Japanese government or the South African government, it is mind-blowing. And that's what one of these major leaders just kept telling me. They said, listen, it's the same way. You don't realize when you're fighting how big an effect you're having until you finally go through the storm. And it's not a feeling like, oh, I won the football game. That's such an empty feeling. Stupid. It's like at least I'm struggling and I'm in the fight and we may have a chance. But then you get desperate, like, and you're like, I want to do this, I want to do that. It's all this number crunching and all this documentation and, you know, all this digging the info up that you already see and know. And it's just like, And then you want other people around you to have the same energy. But they aren't going to have it until they're out of the trance. Because most people are in a trance from entertainment and the culture. They're in fantasy land. All the archetypes in their mind and soul are tied to things growing up that were based in fantasy. So their passion is in fantasy. Their passion is in fiction. Their passion is in sports. It's a vestigial ceremonial combat. And so they are just spectators. But we can't be mad at the general public because slowly they're coming out of that. But I'll tell you this, history's actors that are in opposition to the planetary dictatorship and the eugenics program, they're on the same page as InfoWars because InfoWars is a clear-eyed, historically based, researched battlefield analysis compendium and a chronicle of the human struggle. And then there's the responsibility, not a power trip. That you're doing a terrible job, but you're the best there is. And I was talking to some highly decorated Special Forces soldiers, famous in their work, not Tim Kennedy, some other guys. One guy with more kills than Chris Kyle, Army. And I said, well, when I think about this, I get tears in my eyes, and then it's embarrassing about what we're up against and the fact that we could beat it. People just wake up and... And they said, no, that's what everybody who's out there doing everything, putting everything into it. And then you're sad that people are unconscious and aren't awake and don't know what's going on. And it's a feeling of pain for humanity. And it's just so incredible that when you actually talk to seasoned soldiers, they're the most awake, involved human people you will ever meet. And that's why the left and the dehumanizers hate them. And on average, cops are the same way, despite all their problems and the bad. That's why the globalists hate them, because these are still real people.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Before America can be great again.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm about to hand the baton to Paul Watson, because I have got to go meet with crew about the 28-hour broadcast that I'm going to be hosting, I don't know, like 10 hours of or more, coming up, kicking off at 11 a.m. tomorrow. I then have to get on the telephone, obviously, to New York and get the latest intel on what's going on with the globalist and Hillary's operations. I've got to tell you right now, some of the folks like Roger Stone have amazing intel. So it's come out in the WikiLeaks now that Hillary was sending the Bernie people dressed up like Bernie Sanders supporters to attack Trump supporters, that they were trying to blame Bernie and Trump at the same time. And that came from Stone's sources inside the Democratic Party. Stone exposed the Koch brothers were funding Hillary. That now has come out 6 months later. And the exact numbers he put out, I mean, he's got moles everywhere. And he doesn't even want me to get into the stuff, actually, that he's been going through. Just to say that incredible IRS stuff, all of a sudden, computers broken into, threats. I mean, this is a real war, folks. This is not a game. We're not playing tiddlywinks here. They are coming after the Second Amendment. They're coming after the First Amendment, but they first have to steal this election. And we need a total landslide to defeat the fraud they'll be engaged in. The good news is Donald Trump is not going to roll over if there's fraud. And Hillary better understand that and better know that. And so that's where we're going here. But if we get the word out and explain to people and go back to the news articles from New Hampshire and California and 8 other states, 10 total, admittedly, where Sanders won by huge margins, 20 or more points per state, admitted, and so they just said it doesn't matter, superdelegates. And we have superdelegates bragging about it. We have the Republicans trying it. And they just hope you forget about all that. No. This is a referendum on do we have voting in this country and do votes count. It's never been clear. So many people thought Bernie Sanders was going to get up there last night. There were people calling in and the news saying, what will he do? Will he do a Ted Cruz? No. He's with the establishment. Ted Cruz is with the establishment. The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the Koch brothers, the Rockefeller Foundation, George Soros, they're all against Donald Trump. And if you don't support Donald Trump, you're a moron. It has never been clearer that Donald Trump is taking the globalists for a run for their money and going all out. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Donald Trump has pledged to me directly, I'm going to just stop right there, that he is going to fight the New World Order, and he knows what's going on, he's aware of it, and he's never backing down. And that's what it comes down to. Just the issues he's talking about and the things he's covering and saying are irrevocable, damaging to the globalist. Now, here is Bernie Sanders being booed last night. I'm with her. I mean, she is the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan candidate, and he won by massive percentage points. I mean, you can break them all down, but it doesn't matter. The superdelegates decided, the party decided, for the first time in U.S. history, and he went up there and went along with it. Here it is.
And we have got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
Busting borders up and bringing in globalism. And the whole thing boozy. Elizabeth Warren got booed.
Brothers and sisters.
Oh, look, the Pulitzer is not going along.
Brothers and sisters.
Oh, they don't like your votes not counting?
Nexel
says it's a conspiracy theory that Bernie ever even existed. Just like, you know, when your name's Ali and you yell Allah Akbar and pledge allegiance to ISIS and blow people up, BBC comes out and says your name's not Ali, it's David. And I guess David Johnson or David Wilhelm or David Pierre, I'm just random names, David John Doe, cut off the head and stabbed the nuns in France today. In Normandy. We're going to go to Paul Watson now, but I want to play one more clip. This is just classic here. This is the comedian, Sarah Silverman, what she said about Hillary previously, what she's saying now, the total flip-flop. Here it is.
So let's talk politics, because okay. I know you care deeply and you've been a Bernie supporter.
Well, yes, I am a Bernie supporter.
Hillary takes money from banks and big business and super PACs. So did Barack Obama. She's no different than anybody else. She was the best choice,
yes,
I
She's
thought,
worse.
Considering they all do it. Then someone came along who doesn't take steroids. Can I just say to the Bernie or bust people, you're being ridiculous.
Yeah,
he's
Al
not
Franken
Patel, not playing the game. and says what he means. I am proud to be a part of Bernie's movement, and a vital part of that movement is making absolutely sure that Hillary Clinton is our next president of the United States.
So there you go. Paul Joseph Watson, we have entered a twilight zone here, my friend. I want to ask Paul Watson this question as I hand the baton to him. And then Jakari Jackson is going to be co-hosting in the fourth hour. I'll be back tomorrow, 28 hours, kicked off at 11 a.m. Central. They won't call jihadi terrorists. They won't say it's Islamic. Now they change their names from Ali to David. I mean, I have the BBC screenshots here. They openly steal the election. You're going on a well-deserved vacation tomorrow, but I need your help to go back to the New York Daily News, how they admitted that they met in secret, decided that Hillary would win, even though Bernie was getting more votes, and then just ignored the election in California. He got 20% more, but she got more delegates in New Hampshire and eight other states. I've done the math. We've covered it. They admit he's really the winner. You see the vast majority supporting, but now they have these new superdelegates that are ignoring it. To me, that's the epic issue, to actually do an article showing those numbers to people again, kind of a post-mortem. And you know, we have an article out today where the Washington Post is trying to cover that up. To me, this is the key. And then the big question is, if they're going to steal the nomination, they're going to go after Trump. And Trump knows that, so what do we do? What do we expect? But it's so twilight zone where the level of their deception and lying is something I've never even seen. It's like five times worse. Is this desperation? Is it backfiring? Where do you think we're going in all of this madness? But at the same time, they're being honest, Paul, saying, hey, we are going to ban your guns, and the stock market is rigged, and mega elites don't pay taxes, so sit down and take it. I mean, is this just the arrogant political class and the whore media thinking they're invincible? Because they're not, Paul.
I think it's a hangover from, you know, legacy media in general, Alex. They're still under this illusion that they can completely control the narrative, that they control all sources of information. Mainstream media is completely pathetic. Not only is it not trusted, it's slow, it's inaccurate. I mean, if you're following a breaking news event, you don't watch BBC, you don't watch CNN, you go on Twitter. They report everything 30 minutes to an hour beforehand, and usually it's more accurate because it's not being covered up. I mean, today with this priest beheading, which I'm going to talk about, you know, 2-3 hours after it happened, after we knew that the attackers were shouting Allah Akbar, they were shouting pro-ISIS slogans, they were wearing Muslim garb, they were beheading priests. Where else have we seen that? Gee, I wonder. The BBC, 3 hours after, were still saying the motive isn't known. Completely pathetic. In fact, it's a running joke. There's a joke headline now, which is on the, you know, a mock-up of the BBC website. It says, clumsy French priest stumbles upon peaceful Muslim's butter knife and accidentally beheads himself. That's the level that it's got to. Remember with the Germany suicide bombing, they were like, Syrian migrant dies in blast, not suicide bomber blows
himself. They actually said that. That's not a joke headline. So here's what I'm getting at. If the media will go this far, they will sit there and lie if we're put in FEMA camps and killed and say we never existed. I mean, they're now getting to that level. How do they get an entire industry of people to engage in such bizarre criminal behavior? I mean, it's criminal to cover up this jihad offensive.
Because if they don't parrot the narrative, the consensus, they get fired. I mean, the head of German ZDF, their top broadcaster, came out a few months ago and said, look, we report what the German government tells us to report. Period. That's it. They're state media. It's just they don't admit to being state media. It's just it's almost as bad as Chinese state media. At least they admit to it. You know, we've got a BBC that fails to report on known details for hours afterwards, so they can claim there was no known motive. So they can claim, oh, this guy didn't have Ali in his name. He was influenced by Anders Breivik. This was a right-wing inspired attack. For hours after that shooting in Munich, they were just obsessing about Anders Breivik.
That's right. I forgot to mention that they don't just cover up the Ali or the Muhammad in the names. They then, again, call him David and then blame the right wing and actually say the right wing did it. Why don't they just say that John Wayne did it, for that matter?
They've got a narrative to push, and they push it after every single attack, which is why nobody trusts them. You know, what was it, down to 5% media trust in the recent polls? People are turning away from them in droves. That's why our traffic's gone up, because they're simply not credible anymore. We warned that these attacks would happen over and over again. We specified the reasons why.
And that's my next question. Now it's accelerating as part of a jihad worldwide offensive that their imams are openly proclaiming worldwide that Saudi Arabia is funding. Where does it go next? And how does the West think it's going to get away with this? The Western leaders.
They're not going to get away with it. You had Valls in 2013, the French prime minister, saying it's okay that we allow jihadists in and out of France. Again, this the guy who beheaded the priest today tried to go to Syria to fight for ISIS last year, was stopped in Turkey, was able to get back into France. 2 years before that, the French prime minister said, we don't care about these jihadists coming back and forth because they're fighting Assad. Now, that's not the only problem. Obviously, Islam's a violent and intolerant religion. That's their inspiration. But not overthrowing secular leaders in the Middle East would be a start. But as you mentioned earlier in the show, this attitude, you know, after Paris, it was all hug a Muslim and everybody was cuckolded. After Nice, they were booing and hissing at the president, the prime minister. Even the BBC today reports that the mood has turned noticeably sour again after this attack. So it remains to be seen. I mean, the head of the French police came out and said, one or two more terror attacks, there'll be riots on the streets. There'll be, quote, civil war. You've got local council members saying that people are buying guns. They're joining gun clubs in record numbers.
And that's the prime minister being booed when he said at the funeral, we've got to accept this. And again, that's to break your will. Why would you go to a funeral and say, accept being murdered? Because this is their... What Bracken pointed out is what the Muslims do in these countries, especially Wahhabis. They tell leaders, we're going to pay you off, we're going to put you in office, we're going to protect you when we take over, but you've got to let us start killing people and cover it up to prove you're our demi. So I didn't realize it was a cult gang initiation. It's why the Germans and the French and the Swedes and others, folks in Finland, if you defend yourself, you get put in prison. This is the criminals breaking our will, Paul.
And you notice that the solution to the problem of bringing in millions of Muslim migrants is to turn Western society into basically a Sharia law situation. You've got yet another story today where this group of Muslims go to a nude bathing swimming pool in Germany and start chanting Allah Akbar. They start yelling at the young people there simply for their choice that they want to bathe nude.
And really, they're just a bunch of perverts when they get in control, raping and murdering. They just want to actually come and see it because they get off on it, but then dominate it and control it because it's a culture of rape and torture and pedophilia and devil worship.
Dozens of cases in England, other countries, of Muslim paedophile gangs abusing, abducting young children. And they grandstand on this supposed virtuous moral platform. As he said, they're the most wicked, they're the most deviant when it comes to those kind of situations. So they chanted at these women, quote, German women are all sluts, and basically they threatened to, quote, exterminate them while chanting Allah Akbar. But what's the solution? It's not to stop allowing in millions of people who hold these beliefs, which are intolerant and not progressive, even though the progressives defend them. The solution is to have segregated swimming pools. The solution is to have segregated trains.
That's right. Make us go under Sharia law. That's the plan. I heard this from people 10 years ago. I didn't believe it. I have to say they're correct. I have to say it's true. There is no doubting it. Paul, I'm going to turn over the rest of the broadcast to you. Please, listeners, it is so important for everyone to remember that it's absolutely, totally critical that you support the broadcast. We now have an in-game response to Karl Rove, 1%. We're an empire creating our own reality for you to study. Study's over. You're under arrest. Washington blog. I've had enough of these war murderers and created poverty that annually kills millions. And the reason I asked for this article is he told the New York Times and the Washington Post, and while you're studying that reality judiciously, as you will act again creating our new realities, which you can study too, and that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors now, and you, all of you, will just be left to just study what we do. That's why the BBC says that David, literally, that David Jones, so this is bizarre, the most common British name, you know, David Bowie's name, my dad's name, murdered these people or blew them up. When they got, that guy's name's Ali Mabubu or whatever it is. I'm trying to look up the name. It's Ali something. I mean, this is getting, but it's on purpose to break our will and just say that blonde-haired women raped everybody in Cologne and order the police to say so. And a German minister gets raped by four Muslims. She says German men did it. She was happy to frame Germans with it. It's a self-hate, just evil. We're fighting back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're running a special through the 28-hour broadcast of 40% off Brain Force, the ultimate nootropic. I know Paul talks about it, gives it rave reviews. Third-party sites give it 4.8 stars. It is amazing. It's already very inexpensive, super high-quality nootropic. Or you can pay full price. You can also get 10% off with when you sign up for AutoShip, free shipping on orders $50 or more, 20% off Survival Shield X2, 20% off Super Male Vitality, and a lot of other specials at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com to go directly to nutraceuticals, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But I want to just remind the listeners and thank them for their support. We're able to cover Bilderberg and cover RNC, DNC, and all these other events, and always have reporters in the field around the world breaking major news, exposing the open borders, exposing criminal Hillary supporter operatives saying they're going to ban guns, getting the inside scoop, showing the communists calling for violence, showing Black Lives Matter. Who is fighting like this? Just know, when you buy our products, you are literally the fuel, the oxygen, the energy, the energon cubes that power this operation. So whether it's storable foods or non-GMO seeds or crank shortwave radios or super high-quality nutraceuticals or books and films and Molon Labe and Hillary for Prison t-shirts, all of this is key. And when you purchase the products, we're able to put up flying banners that are flying in different parts of the country right now. Hillary for Prison, InfoWars.com. It's all symbiotic. Thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. And join us tomorrow. 11 a.m. Central for the 28-hour kickoff. 24 hours for the start of the next show, then 4 more hours of live transmission. Operation Sleeping Giant, InfoWars.com/giant to find all the free feeds and more. We're going to add the satellite uplink feed to that for radio and TV. If your station wants to carry all or part of it, it's free to air. Put ads over it. Do whatever you want. Air clips of it on your shows. We are copyright free with our info. We're in a war. 22 hours, 32 minutes, 34 seconds out. Please help us spread the word. Please help us reach out to folks in your area. Please get this intel out to everyone you know. Paul Watson, you're going to be hosting for another hour and about 35 minutes, 5 minutes into the 2 o'clock hour. Then Jakari Jackson comes in to take over for the balance of that hour. Then the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And of course, you'll probably be taking calls as well. Paul, I'm going to go ahead and hand the baton to you from London, England.
Okay, thanks, Alex. And we've got David Knight coming up in a little while with an update from the DNC. So look out for that. The top of the hour, we have Tommy Robinson, activist, author, of course, has received numerous death threats and physical assaults for talking about the religion of peace, to talk about what has unfolded today in Normandy, France again. The sun came up this morning, so the religion of peace has struck again. It's gallows humor, but it's virtually every single day now that this happens. And bear in mind, we've got a political class, we've got a media that tells us every single day, and in fact, Trevor Noah was on MSNBC trying to make this point yesterday, that the biggest danger to the West is Donald Trump's politically incorrect rhetoric. That's the biggest danger that we face as a Western civilization, not a belief system that has sworn to subjugate and kill us, that is killing us on the streets of Europe now nearly every single day. No. That's not a threat. Donald Trump's politically incorrect comments and remarks, that's the biggest threat to the West. We've had a political environment in the UK after Brexit where we've been told over and over again that people saying mean things to Muslims on public transport, so-called hate crimes, so-called Islamophobia, that's the biggest threat we face. Making xenophobic comments on social media, that's the biggest danger that we face. Meanwhile, we have people dying every day on the streets of Europe. We'll be back with the latest. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
I was taught that if you're wicked, you go to hell and suffer eternal fiery torment forever and ever. Is that what the Bible really says? What if you found out that nobody's burning in hell right now? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out what's hot and what's not at thebiblesaysthat.org.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Show. This is Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to go to the DNC in a moment. We've got David Knight and Joe Biggs on the scene to talk about the revolt against Hillary Clinton and the Democratic establishment by the Bernie Sanders supporters. They kind of created or helped create that monster in the first place to unleash it on Donald Trump, of course. Now it's beginning to blow back in their faces. This is a headline out of Town Hall. Missing topic from DNC day one, ISIS. That's right, they made 60 speeches at the DNC yesterday alone. Not one single mention of ISIS. ISIS has come out today again, claimed the responsibility for this latest attack. Almost every single day now we have jihadist attack in Europe. We've had San Bernardino. We've had other incidents in the United States. The DNC has absolutely nothing to say about it. Sky News reports with the latest: slain priest forced to kneel before throat cut. A Catholic priest was forced to kneel by two men armed with knives before they slit his throat, according to a nun who witnessed the deadly attack. This was an 86-year-old priest. He was ordained in the 1950s. Now, first report said that he'd had his throat cut. Later report said that he was beheaded. The murderous pair were neutralized by police as they came out of the church reportedly shouting, "Allah Akbar, nothing to do with Islam." Of course, even before that, we knew that they were dressed in Muslim garb. French authorities were saying it was an Islamist attack. They were shouting pro-ISIS slogans, but for hours. The BBC and other leftist media outlets said, "No known motive for the attack." No known motive for the attack. Perhaps it was Anders Breivik related. Perhaps we can talk about that endlessly for hours and hours. Anything that will allow us to stick our heads in the sand and not face up to the fact that we've got this violent ideology, this poisonous mindset amidst us, and it's killing people every single day. Breitbart is reporting young Muslims threaten nudist bathers with extermination, again, the religion of peace being so progressive and peaceful, towards those who will defend it at every single turn. We have Mexico announcing that it's going to build a border wall, while, of course, you know, Donald Trump is evil, he's racist, he's bigoted, wanting to do the same thing to keep out illegal aliens coming in from Mexico, when Mexico does the same thing to keep out people from Guatemala, that's perfectly fine. The Express is reporting migrant hacked to death in bloodbath at Calais jungle camp. We're going to get into that and a lot more later in the show. Obviously, Tommy Robinson will be joining us to discuss the religion of peace in the aftermath of this latest horrific attack in Normandy, France. But we've got, I believe, David Knight on the line from the DNC. David, you tweeted out a video, which I retweeted, which shows members of the press being handed Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton signs, and they seemed quite keen to express their support for both of those individuals, correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, Paul, when we were there, Ken and I were up in the bleachers. We were waiting for the various speeches, particularly Bernie. We wanted to get the reaction of the crowd to Bernie. But as each speaker came out, they were handing out signs. So when Cory Booker spoke, they handed out We Will Rise placards that were all printed up. They did the same with each one of the speakers, then handed out the Michelle signs on the sticks. That's what I tweeted out. And, of course, this was the press section. And there's a link on the Drudge Report of Kent's video where he actually engaged the employee who was handing them out. He goes, "Do you typically hand out these things in the press section?" She goes, "Yeah, they told us to, so we're doing it." But the point is, they were all taking it very eagerly, and they were all doing it openly. And I have less of a problem with that, quite frankly, than the fact that they've been covertly supporting the DNC and Hillary Clinton while maintaining that they are neutral and objective and not on either side. That's the dishonest part about it. I don't really have a problem with people cheering it on. You can certainly see that they're in the tank for Hillary Clinton, but at least they were open about it last night, unlike they've been for the last several months, now have been exposed in the DNC emails. I guess they figured they're just going to come out now being for Hillary.
Now, we compare this to the RNC. Of course, at the RNC, we had relatively few protesters, given the build-up that it had. You know, few actually managed to turn up. In some situations, there were protesters were outnumbered by the cameras. Now, at the DNC, according to what I've seen from other people who were there, there are a lot more protesters, yet yes. The media seems completely disinterested in covering the protests. Is that an accurate appraisal?
That's very accurate. I wasn't at the RNC, but everybody who was points that out. And, of course, they're very angry. We had a Bernie delegate come over to us and tell us how upset he was about this whole process, said he's a veteran. His son was a veteran. His son was sent to fight in a war that was based on lies. He said, "Why am I killing people based on lies?" They were very upset about a lot of things, TPP and other issues. And he said, "I want to talk to you guys." I said, "Fine." He goes, "But not until after we have the roll call vote, because they know that they are taking recriminations against the people who are booing them, people who are holding up handwritten signs about other issues. It is a real divisive floor that we've got here, far more than you saw at the RNC. At the RNC, the person who got booed the most was the person who was trying to create the division, Ted Cruz. Interestingly enough, even though Bernie Sanders is trying to suck up to the Democrat establishment now, his supporters aren't having it. It's flip-flopped exactly the opposite of the way that it was at the RNC.
Now, they partly were responsible, the Democratic Party, the media establishment, the leftist media establishment, for creating this kind of Bernie monster. Now, obviously, you've got a lot of principled Bernie supporters, even if you don't agree with them. But you've also got this more violent bunch, which they, of course, unleashed at the Trump events, which they used to blame Trump for that violence. Now it appears that it's starting to blow back in their faces, correct?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, the people that we've talked to inside the convention center, people who are delegates, and we're going to be talking to them this evening, is the roll call vote. So we're going to be talking to the disgruntled, disaffected, shut down Bernie Sanders delegates at the convention tonight. But the people we're talking to in the convention, Paul, were pretty articulate. They understood the issues. They were not in total propaganda mode, unlike the Hillary Clinton supporters we talked to. I talked to a woman who was from the Ukraine, basically trying to make the case that we should be starting World War III with the Russians, talking about how Putin was behind the DNC leaks. And, you know, of course, Snowden has shut this down. I think it's interesting. I saw Carl Bernstein from Watergate reporting, of course. And during Watergate, at the height of the Cold War, we never had anybody put out the idea that Russia was behind the Watergate leaks. OK, they were all, nobody suggested that Deep Throat was a Russian. And yet that's the first place that they jumped. They're trying to cover up the fact that Hillary Clinton's other email scandal was a massive treasure trove of documents to the Russians and anybody else who wanted to read the highest level secrets. And yet they will not make that connection. No matter how many times you pointed out that it's John Deutsch, Bill Clinton's CIA director, that was facing prison terms before Clinton gave him a pardon, how he lost his security clearance. Here they want to elect somebody, and she's going to get a security briefing at the end of the week, even though she's already turned over all the secrets. They said last week when Trump got the nomination, he wasn't going to get the security briefing until after Hillary Clinton got it. And I said, well, you know, at that point, it's not going to be secret anymore. All this stuff is going to be out in the public domain.
No, it's amazing. There was absolutely no concern about China and Russia penetrating Hillary's emails, but then they weave this yarn that Russia is behind this DNC hack with virtually no evidence whatsoever. Another obvious issue that we've got bubbling up is they tried to introduce this DNC convention on the basis of, you know, uniting the party,
yeah,
in opposition to, in comparison to the RNC, which was, they portrayed it as divisive, you know, a shambolic affair. Now we've had this DNC league. Do you see the aftermath, the polls? Obviously, the recent polls show Trump edging ahead. Do you think that the Democratic Party will get the same bump in the polls that the Republican Party, that Trump did, given that this whole scandal has clouded the DNC?
I think in public opinion polls, like they're going to, when you look at these conventions, it's 4 days of continuous infomercials and propaganda. They always get a bump in the polls. The question is, how big is it going to be? And I don't think it's going to be that big, especially when you look at things like, Paul, last night I talked to Jesse Jackson on the floor, and I said, you're going to have people here who are family members of black people who've been killed by the police. I said, but you don't have anybody here speaking who are family members of the police who have been killed. And he starts off and he lists out, as we see them do all the time, you pointed it out as well as Alex, I pointed out, they always start with the cases like Michael Brown, where it was ambiguous to start with, or Trayvon Williams, and it was ambiguous to start with, and then they had an investigation. And so they always go with these instead of the ones that are clear-cut, obvious police brutality. So he rattles that off, and I said, yeah, but why don't you have the police stand up? He goes, it's horrible what happened to the police in Dallas. So, well, why don't you have them speak at this convention? He goes, yeah, we should look into it. Look, they were the police chief, not the police chief, but the police union head here in Philadelphia pointed that out last week. I was just giving him the points that the police union chief had made last week. They knew about this. They don't want the police in there. So it's not going to be unifying for the country, Paul. They may be able to unify themselves on the politics, get everybody drummed up playing clips of Mario Cuomo, but they are very divisive, very exclusive to the rest of the country. The whole thing people are talking about, the fact they didn't have any American flags on display last night during the convention. They had a big one up on the Jumbotron monitor in the afternoon, but not during the convention. It wasn't filled with flags like it was with Trump and things like that. So, you know, they have their gods that they worship, and they are very divisive about what they look at. So I don't think they're going to get as big a jump as Trump did.
Okay, David. Final comments. Obviously, we've got this discord amongst Bernie supporters. Do you think that'll be tamped down by these efforts, you know, by, you know, Silverman, all these other people to try and assuage that? Or do you think there will be more rancor? Do you see maybe somebody rushing the stage in the final couple of days of this convention?
I think you're going to see rancor outside of the convention, but they got the convention pretty well under control. I think what you're going to see going forward, Paul, these people that we've talked to there, they really understand the TPP. They're very upset about that, but they can't get themselves, in most cases, to vote for Trump. So they're not going to get anything out of this election. They could get one thing from Donald Trump, and that would be to shut down the TPP. But because of this prejudice, there's this bias that they have, this tribe that they identify with, they won't be able to vote even for that one thing that is a very important issue to them. Most of the people that were there either had a Bernie sign or they had a homemade no TPP sign. They had large signs that they carried in that they put over their laps. So moving forward, that's the key. Are they going to vote for something, or are they just going to be frustrated? This is not part of a movement. I don't think you've seen this guy basically throw his supporters to the side. I don't know what's going on in the background, if they've cut a deal with him, if they're blackmailing him or whatever the deal is. But it is really amazing to see Bernie Sanders betray his supporters. And he was booed yesterday at one of the events when he started talking about Hillary Clinton. They're still very angry about that. I don't think that's going to go away before the election. So they're going to stay home even if they don't vote on the other side. That's going to hurt Hillary Clinton.
Okay, David, we'll leave it for there. We'll let you switch with Joe Biggs, and then Joe can come in after the break. So we'll allow you to do that there at the DNC with the latest. But for now, we'll continue in the final few minutes with news. And again, we've had yet another jihadist terror attack in Europe every single day now, it seems. We almost went 48 hours without having one. I mean, it was blissful for 48 hours without one of these migrants going jihad, and then it happened again. Now, of course, at the DNC, they're not talking about it. ISIS has not been mentioned once, and the media cover-up is already beginning in the West. Of course, our governments are more outraged about, you know, xenophobic comments on Twitter, racist comments on Facebook, God forbid, people criticizing the mass invasion of migrants flooding into their country. That's what we're told we should be concerned about. This is what we saw in the aftermath of Brexit. Not how are we going to actually leave the European Union now. What does this mean for the future of the country? No, it was, oh my God, there are 30 more incidents of hate crime that have been reported to the police. Again, not actual evidence of hate crime, just reported to the police. Then you look into it, it's, you know, ambiguous graffiti on Polish community centers and things like that. But this is what we're told we should be really concerned about. Xenophobic comments on Twitter, you know, Donald Trump's politically incorrect rhetoric, that's what we should be concerned about. Meanwhile, they're beheading priests. They're plowing through tourists, locals in Nice with trucks. They're machete attacking pregnant women on the streets of Germany. They're axe attacking train passengers in Germany. Almost every day now, every single day nearly, we see this happening, and we see this apologia, not only from the left, but from the mainstream media. Again, the BBC for hours refused to even draw any attention to the fact that these people were obviously Muslims. They were chanting pro-ISIS slogans, of course, since they claim responsibility for the attack. They were chanting Allah Akbar. The BBC reported for hours afterwards, no known motive. Again, go back to the Munich shooting on Friday. They excised out the name of the shooter, Ali, despite the fact that almost every other media outlet included his full name. They took it out. Now, you can talk about the Munich shooting. Well, he was bullied. Maybe that was a motivation. Certainly, Anders Breivik wasn't a motivation. This guy wasn't some extreme right-wing Christian, okay? But what did the BBC talk about for hours and hours afterwards? Anders Breivik. They're really keen to talk about that. Not so keen to talk about the religion of peace. Now, we got more headlines about this, and again, we're coming back. We're going to get Joe Biggs on. But they knew this guy. They had him tagged. He was a convicted terrorist. This is out the Express. One of the two knife men who murdered a priest during a morning mass at a church in Normandy was a convicted terrorist who was known to the French authorities and should have been monitored with an electronic tag. The as-yet unnamed individual attempted to travel to Syria in 2015 to fight with Islamic State, but was arrested in Turkey. It has emerged. And again, why was he allowed to get back into France, even though he was arrested in Turkey last year? Well, that's because the French Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, said back in 2013 that France was perfectly okay with allowing these jihadists to move back and forth. He said, quote, "The fighters in Syria are not fighting France or Europe. They're fighting Assad's regime. So as long as they were fighting Assad, a secular leader that was dealing with Al-Qaeda in his own country, they turned a blind eye. It led to Paris. It led to Nice. It led to the beheading of this priest in Normandy." We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show with Joe Biggs after this.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Go back much. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Coming up in the next hour, we've got author and activist Tommy Robinson to talk about the religion of peace and today's beheading in Normandy, France. But now we've got Joe Biggs on the line from the DNC. Now, Joe, I saw that you crashed a Fox Business broadcast with a Trump sign. Tell us about that. Tell us how this differs to the RNC, which you were at a few days ago.
Well, actually, when I was walking around last night, they were handing out these signs that says, "Love Trump's hate." And I'm sitting there thinking, why did no one think about this? This is a great idea. I'm going to fold this up and pretty much just walk around. So I just kind of photobombed Fox News Business, CNN with Wolf Blitzer, Chris Hayes on MSNBC. When I went up behind Chris Hayes, they had a conniption fit. They were flipping out. The camera guys are sitting there doing this and like pointing at me, but they couldn't scream because Chris Hayes was live with some other lady. And I was just sitting there just laughing, walking around, you know, but kind of hijacked the whole thing to really bring attention to the fact that, you know, what happened to the DNC last night I thought was pretty horrific. The fact that there was zero patriotism at all happening there whatsoever. All it was they would bring out a Hispanic speaker, and then he would talk about, Donald Trump talks about he wants to deport people like me because he says we're all criminals. No, he said that there were criminals coming across. Then they go, well, Donald Trump made a comment about handicapped people. So then they bring out this handicapped girl, and then she goes, well, he's making fun of me. And then Eva Longoria comes out and goes, well, I have a handicapped sibling. And when Donald Trump said that, he was making fun of my sibling. And the whole crowd sitting there pandering to the whole thing, and they're all laughing and they're screaming and all this stuff. But when you actually were at the RNC, you saw Trump talk about, hey, radical Islam's a problem. Since 2015, over 40,000 people across the world have been killed by radical Islam. And yet people like Black Lives Matter want to talk about and put a magnifying glass on these police killings. You have a better chance of being struck by lightning than you do by being shot by a cop. Now, most of these people who are famously known, like the Michael Browns, they're being held as these heroes under a false narrative. When you actually go back and you look at it all, his hands weren't up. And he had just got done robbing a store. And he charged at the officer. And yet they still run around screaming, hands up, don't shoot. You know, the stuff that we see at the DNC is complete and total BS. The fact that the DNC leaks can come out and Debbie Wasserman Schultz can be behind it. Then Hillary Clinton comes out right afterwards and says that Debbie Wasserman Schultz did everything she could to get me to the point where I am. Pretty much admitting to the fact that the DNC was putting her in the position to throw Bernie out of the way and for her to take over and get the nomination. And then what does Hillary Clinton do? She makes her the honorary chairman of her campaign. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So it's completely and totally ridiculous, the amount of corruption. But when you have nothing on someone, all they do is go, Trump's sexist, he's racist, blah, blah, blah. He said something that hurt my feelings. And that's all they have. We could go on for days and days and emails and classified emails to prove the corruption at the DNC and with Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. I mean, sexist, bigoted remarks are replete in those DNC leaked emails anyway. So again, complete hypocrisy. There were no American flags there, basically. You were in Iraq, you were in Afghanistan. They had 60 speeches and didn't mention ISIS once. In the final minute, give us your closing comments, Joe Biggs.
Yeah, exactly. The largest threat right now to us in the world is radical Islam. And all they want to do is bring up speaker after speaker to talk about how Donald Trump hurt their feelings. That is ridiculous. There are more important things than your feelings right now, like maybe your life, like maybe getting killed in a hatchet attack or being blown up or shot to death by radical Islam, and the fact that the Dems want to take your guns away and not give you the ability to protect yourself from those radical jihadists.
Okay, Joe Biggs and David Knight there at the DNC. We will look forward to more coverage from you. Thanks for joining us. After the break, Tommy Robinson is coming up. We're going to delve more into this beheading in Normandy. We're going to talk about the religion of peace and if the French people, if the German people will finally have some kind of reaction to this horror. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go away.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.